guaranteed.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
I was going to chat a little bit today about my investment philosophy based on doing radio for, boy, it's been about 15 years now. And, you know, I want to say a couple of things. Any of you guys ever heard of my show, Corlin Economics Report? Anybody? You have? Okay, well, that's okay. Nice to know. I'd like all of your autographs, please, because you're all a hell of a lot more important than I am. I started doing a show back in the early 90s. It was just basically conventional business. We would interview executives from companies like Boeing, Microsoft, Pay and Save Drugs in the Seattle area, companies like that. The late 90s came around, and an interesting thing happened. My broker started to pitch me, one of the brokers I was working with, started to pitch me on a company called JDS Uniphase. Anybody ever heard of JDS Uniphase? Made no sense, did it? I mean, it made absolutely no sense. But it was, quote, the new paradigm of investing, right? Well, I got to tell you, in my opinion, it was wrong. What I mean by that is people perceived it during the tech bubble that that was never going to end, that it was the greatest thing in the world, that there was a new paradigm in business, etc. Nothing was based on business fundamentals. Anybody agree with that? Yeah, nothing was based on business fundamentals. It was all based on this pie-in-the-sky stuff that this new wonderful thing was going to happen. Well, the new wonderful thing that happened was kind of exemplified by one of my neighbors who I was talking with one day when I was out mowing the lawn. And he said, gee, the value of my IRA has gone down by 50%. And this guy had some money in size in his IRA, down 50%. Well, I started to look at why that was happening around the United States, and it was real simple. Investing was not based at all on fundamentals. I decided, because of the work that I had done in the resource industry for the past roughly 25 years at that time, that business fundamentals really were the thing that mattered, okay? I had worked with mining companies for about 25 years in a totally different spectrum than what you see here. Our clients were companies that wanted to trade in the United States. They wanted to register their companies, their securities with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They wanted to trade on larger exchanges, NASDAQ, New York, whatever. And that's what we did, and we had a lot of fun doing it. But in the process of doing that, I really, really got to know the mining industry through site visits, discussions with executives, et cetera, due diligence. I realized that business fundamentals were the thing that was really, really important. I felt that asset-based investing was really, really the thing, you know, where it was at, as it had been for the last, what, some thousands of years. You know, people always turned to a commodity that made sense, specifically gold, whenever there was economic turmoil, whenever there was political turmoil, et cetera, et cetera. They'd always turn to gold. I felt that was going to happen again. Gold at the time was trading for $254 an ounce. I didn't see that as being a stable price. I went on the air and I said, you know, I'm probably going to lose 75% of my audience here, but I want to tell you one thing. I don't think the conventional stock market is the place to be long-term for fundamental reasons. I think where you want to be is in the area of hard assets. So we're going to take the entire show and we're going to devote it to two things: asset-based investing, specifically hard assets, and politics, because I think the two are intertwined really, really closely. Okay. So what happened? Well, gold went from $254 an ounce up to over $1,400 an ounce recently. Our show began to skyrocket. Another network picked us up. The Business Talk Radio Network picked us up. We're on there now on about 42 stations. The audience on our internet, because we archive all of our shows on the internet, the audience went to, you know, we have probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 people a month who listen to us on the internet. People got really interested, and they realized that what this, you know, this fat bald guy was talking about was really probably true. It really probably made sense. Today, I get emails almost on a daily basis from listeners who say, thank you so much for what you're doing. And I say, no, thank you, because my show is based on your input. Not, you know, it's not all about Al Corlin. It's about your input as a listener and also about all of our guests. And we have some very, very, we've got the cream of the crop in terms of guests in our industry. You know, all the way from real senior guys like Doug Casey, Bill Bonner, et cetera, Congressman Ron Paul. Anybody ever heard of him? You know, I mean, these are really, really good guys, down to some of the junior newsletter writers who are the young guns, as I like to call them, who are speaking here at the show today. My philosophy is real simple, okay? My philosophy is, if you think you have the prettiest baby in the nursery, it's okay to think that, but objectively, that's probably not true. All the babies in the nursery are the prettiest. And in the case of my show, my guests are what make my show what it is in terms of value. They have taught me more about investing than I ever learned as an undergraduate economics student or that I ever learned when I was getting my MBA in finance. Having said that, so my philosophy is do your own due diligence and listen to other experts. Okay, speaking of experts, you guys are all very, very bright people. Anybody have any questions that they want to ask of me? Or are you just sitting here because you don't want to walk around anymore? No questions. Sir, come on up. Hey, Larry.
Tell me, why did all those smart people make all those mistakes if they had so many brains?
You got to give me in the United States? Anybody want to hear my philosophy on that? I'll tell you what I think, you know, and I feel really, really strongly about this. Something happened in our country back in the 60s. You know, I'm a product of the 60s, and I don't mean that I was born in the 60s. But I came of age in the 60s. You know, I graduated from high school in 62, went on to the University of Washington. I began to realize that there were some really good things that happened out of the 60s, but there were also some things that happened that basically took U.S. society down the toilet. And I don't mean to be blunt, and, you know, for fellow Americans that are here, don't think I'm, you know, like I'm not patriotic, because I very definitely am. But I think some things happened then that went on to drag us down to where we are today. What were those things, you know, and the mistakes that you're alluding to? Number one, incredible selfishness. Incredible selfishness. It's all about me, okay? That was one mistake. That mistake itself, you know, that's what I think caused the real estate bubble, okay? People believed that they deserved something for nothing. They believed that if they were making a young couple making $75,000 a year, why can't we afford to buy a $500,000 house? XYZ Bank will loan us the money. We deserve it. God is smiling on us. It's never going to change. Well, you know what? It did change. And that's why our country is where it is today. What else happened? What was the other big mistake? We went off the gold standard. Okay, what does that mean? That means that the U.S. now, we can print all the money that we possibly want to. No regard whatsoever for budgets, etc. Okay, what did that turn into? Anybody here not know what an income statement is? Everybody knows what an income statement is, right? If your expenses are larger than your revenues, you're insolvent. Okay, I sat on the board of directors of a bank for 22 years. Okay, I was on the loan committee on and off during that period. Let me tell you, we would not, as a bank, have loaned money to an entity that had an income statement and the balance sheet similar to the United States. That's what happened. A lot of smart guys got caught up in thinking they were the smartest people in the world, they had the prettiest baby in the nursery, and it was never going to change. It's changed. You know what? And it's going to be damn tough, in my opinion, to get it back. Anybody disagree with me on that one? I'm just curious. No, not really.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay. Any other questions at all? Yes, sir. Come on up. God, without your questions, I'd be up here just absolutely. I'd have to get out my accordion and play you Lady of Spain or something.
Oh, in that case.
No, come on.
Al, big theme at this conference has been China driving commodity prices, the urbanization and the increasing middle class of China. But some people fear that the banks are over-lent in China, that in fact their loan loss reserves are not equal to what their possible loans might be. That, do you have any views on that?
I got two views on that. By the way, while I am giving those views, I've got a couple of friends who got here who were going to help me out with this presentation. I want to get them to come up, Adrian Douglas and Chris Powell from GATA. You guys ever heard of GATA, Gold Antitrust Action Committee? They're a couple of very crazy guys. We're going to get them up here, and they're going to answer some questions for you, too. Okay, your question had to do with commodity prices and the influence of commodity prices by mainland China, or just loan loss reserves? Okay, what would that influence be on commodities? Real simple. If, in fact, the loan loss reserves of the major Chinese banks are not adequate, what's that going to result in? That's going to result in bank failures. What's bank failures going to result in? It's going to result in some real trepidation in terms of how people feel about the currency, et cetera. What's that going to do to commodity prices? Base metal prices, I don't know, you know. But in terms of gold and silver, to the moon, in my opinion. Now, one comment that I want to make before I turn the mic over here. Well, I'm not going to turn it over to you guys, but before we get these folks to answer some questions for you, I have some really, really strong feelings about mainland China, and I want you to think about this, okay? And this is coming from working. I was the token Caucasian in a very successful bank that basically run by folks from a combination of Malaysia, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, okay? I was, you know, the token Caucasian, for lack of better terms. I worked with these guys for 22 years, and I'm here to tell you, you can't even begin to understand the Chinese mentality until you've worked with them really intricately for a long period of time like that. They are very, very bright people. Their concept of time is totally different than our concept of time, okay? And I can give you example upon example upon example of that. Now, having said that, who right now seems to be very, very bullish on gold? Mainland China. About 3 years ago, they came out and the government began encouraging their citizens to start increasing their savings using gold as the medium. About a year after that, who came out on record as being the world's largest gold producer? It wasn't South Africa, it was China. What's China doing today? They're talking about an international asset-based currency based on gold or what have you. Okay, those guys aren't dumb, you know, not even close. They're very, very bright. And if you're wondering about what's going to happen to the price of gold in the future, I'd suggest you just look at some of the Chinese actions. Any other questions? And then we got some questions for these guys here. Yes, sir. Come on up. You're going to have to because we've only got one mic. Anybody want to learn more about GATA from these guys when I'm done here? Not really? Okay, thanks.
In your considered opinion as an American, do you think Fort Knox has got at least most of their gold in their vaults?
Do I think Fort Knox has most of their gold in their vault? Which one of the GATA gentlemen would like to answer that question? Because I know what you could. Chris, go ahead, buddy. Okay, Adrian Douglas, what do you think? Do they have their gold? If I were to guess, I'd say not a chance. Adrian, am I crazy?
No, not at all. I mean, I think it's a little bit deeper than that. It's not a question of whether it's there or not. It's a question of who owns it. So, I mean, it's quite possible there could be a large amount of gold in Fort Knox. One of the things that GATA's involved with is the freedom of information request to the Federal Reserve about the state of the gold reserves. And they've admitted that they have swap arrangements with foreign central banks. And we have sued them for additional information because they won't give us information that they say they're withholding from us because they're entitled to, because it falls under trade secrets. Well, the gold reserves are sitting there doing nothing. There should be no trade secrets to hide. So there's lots of evidence, and you know we don't have time to get into it, that the U.S. gold reserves are in play in the market. And so if they're there, they probably don't belong to the U.S. anymore. They belong to someone else. And, you know, in banking, the tradition is that you don't lend money unless you've got collateral. And I don't know what collateral could be lent to the Chinese to back $2.5 trillion of debt. So I think I don't think the Chinese are stupid enough to be holding that much treasury debt without some collateral. So very likely that gold is not there or belongs to someone else.
I don't know if you guys remember or not, but at the beginning of this, I said the Corlin Economics Report really isn't about Al Corlin. It's about the experts who come on my show. Adrian's a great example of that, along with, I don't know, 40 or 50 other guests. You got a question, sir? Come on up. You want to face the audience, give your name, your address, checking account number.
All right, sure. When do you think the final demise of the Federal Reserve will happen? Will it happen within the next couple of years?
I think a giant step in that direction has been taken recently. Congressman Ron Paul, who is someone I'm proud to say is a friend of mine, is chairing a committee to audit the Federal Reserve. I think that's going to be very, very interesting. You may find this hard to believe, but Big Al is not a big fan of the Federal Reserve. You guys got any comments on that one? Chris, come on. Co-founder of GATA. And first baseman Chris Powell.
No, pitcher. I went to the New Orleans conference in October 2009 as a speaker. Ron Paul was the keynote speaker at that conference, and I got to spend a little time with him. Just a month before that conference, GATA had received from the Federal Reserve, specifically from Fed Governor Kevin M. Warsh, a letter acknowledging that the Fed has gold swap arrangements with foreign banks and insisting that these arrangements must remain secret. A month later, I was in New Orleans, spoke with Ron Paul, who was having a little book signing the morning of his keynote speech, and I got my copy of End the Fed and had him autograph it for me and introduced myself, and I handed him a copy of Fed Governor Warsh's letter from just 4 weeks before, acknowledging that the Fed had secret gold swap arrangements. And Paul said he'd already seen it. So he also said that he thought it was another argument for his legislation to audit the Fed. I think it's very plain that Paul follows GATA closely. However, I will criticize him because as a member of the House Financial Services Committee, for some years now, I do not think he has exploited his opportunity to put pointed questions to Ben Bernanke and Greenspan and the other Fed officials.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
I have to go to England for a few days after this, but when I come back, if I'm doing my job, I ought to write Paul a letter urging him to revisit the Warsh letter, and at the first opportunity as chairman of the House Financial Services Committee Subcommittee on Monetary Policy to interrogate Bernanke or other Fed officials about what those gold swap arrangements are and why they have to remain secret. A German journalist friend of mine, Lars Schaal, at my importuning a few weeks ago, wrote to the Bundesbank, the German central bank, with 13 questions. The first question that I had urged him to ask was, does the Bundesbank have any gold swap arrangements or undertakings with any agency in the United States government? I asked Lars to put that question to the Bundesbank because we precisely could not get that detail out of the Federal Reserve, and because we thought that the Bundesbank was one of the major European central banks through which the Fed works to rig the gold market. Very interestingly, Lars got a very quick response from the Bundesbank to his question, do you have any gold swap arrangements with the United States or any agency in the United States government? 13 other questions. But this was the Bundesbank's answer. In managing foreign reserves, the Bundesbank fulfills one of its mandated tasks as an integral part of the European system of central banks. We trust you will understand that we are not able to divulge any further information regarding this activity, particularly with respect to the confidential nature of information about where gold holdings are kept. We are unable to go into any greater detail concerning exact locations and the quantities stored at each of these. Likewise, owing to the strategic nature of the activity, we are not at liberty to provide you with more detailed information about gold transactions. All he wanted to know is, do you have any gold swaps with the United States? And, you know, we got a, that's a denial of, well, it's not a denial, it's just a statement, we're not going to tell you, but it's as good as a confirmation.
Chris, they're not going to tell you because they know that you and Adrian and Murph are going to get your damn bulldozers and go in there and get it all. I agree with these guys 100% on what they just said about that. And you know that, Chris. We've chatted about that over the years. I think you're being a little critical of Congressman Paul, though. I think he's doing his damnedest to try and get things straightened out there. And I think with Ron Paul, you're going to see some major, major changes in certain aspects of our government. Sir, you've got a question.
My question is just basically tying it back to Canada. You can find lots of websites and things devoted to talking about the Fed in the States, but there's not a lot of readily available information on the Canadian system, and I'm wondering if any of you guys can comment on that.
Oh, you know what? You know, here's an ugly American. I don't know anything at all about yours. You're Canadian. I don't know anything at all about your system. I mean, and so for me to comment on that would be totally inappropriate.
First, the head of the Canadian Central Bank was working for Goldman Sachs before he got there. What else do you need to know? Secondly, Canada sold nearly all its official gold reserves a long time ago so that it might better function as a colony of the United States.
Colony of the United States. I'll tell you, I'd rather be living up here than that. Well, okay. It's only one reason that the little blonde lady and I don't live up here, and that's because we can't afford it. I bet you guys can relate to that. Right over here, Carl. Okay, go ahead.
I wonder if you could comment on the Max Kaiser crash J.P. Morgan buy silver campaign.
I am not familiar at all with that one. I hate to admit it. You know, you can throw stones at me and hiss and boo. Do you guys have any comments on that one? You know, and that's what makes my show so interesting. Chris, come here. You got a comment on it. Save my bacon, buddy.
Max is a very aggressive journalist and provocateur. I wish he would talk a little slower and more soberly about these subjects, but I think he's essentially correct at heart. We certainly applaud his efforts to get as much silver and gold out of the clutches of the investment banks as possible and into the hands of the people, particularly silver. But I would not do so in anticipation of crashing J.P. Morgan, precisely because J.P. Morgan, in my opinion, and I think probably the opinion of most people in Ghana, is not functioning in its market rigging activities for itself, but rather as an agency of the United States government. Now, J.P. Morgan Chase is a primary dealer in U.S. Treasury securities. It has infinite confidential communications with the Federal Reserve and Treasury Department all the time. It is immensely short in gold and silver derivatives and long in interest rate derivatives beyond any capacity of the bank itself to service in an unfavorable and adverse move. The only reason Morgan Chase has been able to undertake these positions is because it is effectively functioning as an agency of the United States government. And no matter what you do in terms of buying silver, you may crush the silver and gold price suppression scheme, you will not bring down J.P. Morgan without also bringing down the government of the United States, and that's not going to happen.
Probably not. Anybody in this book not, or anybody in this room not read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island? Not read it? Okay, I really want to suggest if you're at all interested, everybody else has, right? You haven't either, but you're afraid to, or you won't admit it. Okay. Anyhow, pardon me. Creature from Jekyll Island was written by a guy by the name of G. Edward Griffin. He's been on our show, very, very astute guy. I'll tell you, if you want to know what the Federal Reserve is all about, how it was started, why it was started, et cetera, et cetera. Creature from Jekyll Island. My friend Jay Taylor recommended that book to me about 7 or 8 years ago. I tell you, it reads like a novel. It's a very, very, it's a long read, but it's a really, really interesting read. By the way, one other thing I was going to mention earlier that I didn't when you were talking about Congressman Ron Paul and that is Jay and I did a video interview with a congressman at the San Francisco Gold Show. I guess it was about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, and it is on YouTube. Corlin Economics Report is the part of YouTube that it's on. We've had hundreds of thousands of people watch that thing. If you really want to know, not much has really changed about Congressman Paul over the years. You know, he's a very basic individual. If you want to know about his philosophy and why I'm so keen on it, take a watch of that video. Adrian, did you want to say something?
Yeah. I just wanted to build on Chris's comments there. Many people focus on the COMEX as the place where manipulation of precious metals occur. But that's a tiny part of the puzzle. The real manipulation central is the LBMA in London, where 90% of the world's precious metal trades take place. For example, gold trades 20 million ounces of gold a day, silver 100 million ounces of silver a day. There is not that much gold in the world to be trading like that. That's $7 trillion a year. It's the biggest commodity market in the world. With the LBMA runs unallocated accounts, and so people are buying and selling gold and silver, which are not existent in the vaults. It's a paper market. I calculated they have sold something like 45 times the amount of gold that they actually have in the vaults, and probably a worse ratio with silver. This is the Achilles heel of the manipulation scheme, is that when people come and ask for that gold, which they're starting to do now, and their silver, it isn't there. Will that blow up JP Morgan, which is what I want to come back on, is one of the bullion banks that are involved in the LBMA? No, because if you look at one of the LBMA unallocated account contracts, they have a clause which says if there are any losses due to fraud, one of the words they use, fraud or incompetence or mismanagement, they will pay only in cash, and they will pay the price before the fraud or or mismanagement or incompetence was deemed to have occurred. So if they're out of gold and silver and the price explodes to $10,000 an ounce for gold, but the day before it was $1,400, you'll get paid $1,400.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Core Life Knowledge Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Last segment in the first hour, and this could be one of the better ones. I am chatting right now with a gentleman by the name of Jeff Pontius. Jeff is the president of a company called Corvus Gold. Let me tell you the story of how I met this individual. We were at the Cambridge House Gold Show a couple of weeks ago, and Corvus and their sister company, International Tower Hill Mines, were kind enough to invite me to a luncheon that they were doing where they were basically giving an overview on the company. My buddy Roger said, you really got to look at these guys. I've been following them for quite some time now, and I think they've really, really got something. I went to the luncheon. Jeff was one of the keynote speakers there. He talked about Corvus, and I have to tell you, these are two companies that Big Al is very, very intrigued with. In the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that they are sponsors on our website. That means you can click on their banner, get all the information you want about both companies. Point number one. Point number two, I don't own any stock yet in either Corvus or International Tower Hill. Should I decide to buy some, and I probably will, I will give you notice of that before I do it. Don't take this as investment advice. Neither Jeff nor I are registered investment advisors. Corvus Gold, Jeff, tell us a little bit, first of all, how you got involved with these guys and a little bit about your background, would you?
Sure. Thanks, Al. I am an exploration geologist, about 32 years in the business, and I had worked for several years for Anglo Gold Ashanti. They're a large South African gold group. I was running exploration.
Can I interrupt you just for a second?
Sure.
They're not large. They're huge.
Okay. That's true. So I was running exploration for North America. We had put together a great group of projects, and there was an opportunity for me to take these projects out, start a company, and put the projects into that company, and then try and grow the company from that point in time. Over my career, I've been very fortunate to be part of four different major gold discoveries in North America, two in Nevada, one in Colorado, and then our most recent one in Alaska. The Live and Good deposit.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, we started ITH, and we made the discovery of Live and Good right away. It was in 2007 that we posted our first resource. That deposit is now nearly 20 million ounces, 70 miles north of Fairbanks. So, great deposit. And in 2010, we wanted to give our shareholders a bit more value in their stock. We weren't getting a lot of value for the early stage exploration plays we had, so we created a spin-out company called Corvus. And that company, I went to go ahead and lead that company as it spun out from ITH. And we put five projects into that company, four in Alaska and one in Nevada. And just earlier this week, we announced some early drill results on the one project we have in Nevada, North Bullfrog, where we intercepted a high-grade vein with multiple meters of I think it was about 12 grams per ton.
Exactly.
Certainly on our website, but it's very exciting. My real forte is exploration, and we've got a great team that I brought with me from Anglo, and that team is pushing very hard with Corvus to keep all these projects moving forward and trying to make a substantial mining company out of it, like we've done with ITH, which now has a market cap of about $800 million.
Yeah, ITH is definitely a huge company and a very, very successful company, and I can't really see any reason why, you know, the Corvus evolution wouldn't continue along the same path. You know, Jeff, you're an interesting guy in the sense that you've got a master's degree from the University of Idaho in economic geology, you've got a Bachelor of Science degree from Huxley College of Environmental Studies, and you've also got a Bachelor of Science degree in geology from Western Washington University, which is just right down the road from where Kathy and I spent a whole bunch of time. So it's a small world, to say the least.
Yeah, a long time in the university, for sure. So I've been very fortunate to get to play a very exciting role in my career over the last 30 years. And our real passion here within our group here, both ITH and Corvus, is to really discover new mineralization and new deposits. And Corvus is great in the fact that we've got some projects that look like they could even come online sooner than the standard exploration discovery. The real focus of Corvus is one where we're trying to build a non-operator retained interest or royalty position, carried interest in a number of projects that can generate significant income for the company while we go through and continue doing exploration on new projects and try and find that next live and good is really our main focus. And we put a lot of effort into that. We've got some new things on the burner here, and hopefully we'll be able to announce those in the next coming months. But it looks like we're having some great success out there at North Bullfrog. We have a big drilling program going on, 12,000 meters, and we're right in the middle of it now. And we're having some great success at finding big low-grade zones of mineralization, bulk tonnage type things, that are looking like they're going to be very sizable, as well as high-grade vein systems. And that's really important. We're about 7 kilometers north of the historic Bullfrog mine that was operated by Barrick Gold, produced about 2.5 million ounces. And it's a great location to go out and start looking for new deposits in that area. So we're pretty bullish on Nevada right now, and Alaska is continuing to push along.
Let's talk a little bit about Alaska. I just want to make one comment about Nevada, and that is, with my experience in this business, which, as I said earlier, has been probably a little over 30 years, I was kind of introduced to mining, interestingly enough, in the state of Nevada. And Nevada is, I think, one of the best places from a political standpoint, an environmental regulation standpoint, et cetera, to be in the world. But you know what? Alaska ain't bad either. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing up there.
Yeah, what we're doing up there is we have a number of projects up there. Probably the largest, the biggest bang type project we've got is a joint venture we have on a project called Chisina. It's a brand new copper gold porphyry belt. There's been some major discoveries in this belt. Probably the most notable one that your listeners would know about would be the Pebble discovery. I think it's the third largest metal deposit on the planet Earth. And we're right in that belt, same age intrusives. We've discovered two porphyry systems so far and a very large gold system that's over 6 kilometers in length. We've had rock chip numbers come from this area from 1 to 50 grams a ton, huge soil anomaly over it. And this year we're going to be in there full force chasing that one to see if we have a major gold discovery in there, as well as continuing to chase the copper and gold plays.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he didn't have a major gold and copper deposit up there. I know the guys at Nova Gold pretty well, and you know, when you mentioned Pebble, that was kind of their deal. That is a very, very good place to be. It's also my understanding that from an environmental standpoint, Alaska is just fine. It's not anywhere near as onerous, say, as the state of California. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Sure. Most of the ground in the state of Alaska, the federal government divested themselves of most of the ground except that that's left in parks and wildlife preserves. So when you're out there looking on ground, it's generally state of Alaska ground. They've got a very well-defined system for permitting major mines. They've permitted a number of major mines recently. They're very strong on resource development in the state. They offer all kinds of incentives for us as explorationists to continue work in that area. It's relatively cheap to hold land there. There's a very low royalty that's associated with the project, and it's actually a net profit. It's very similar to Nevada. So it's very similar to Nevada, but the best thing about Alaska is it hasn't been explored to such a degree that Nevada has, and it still has the same mineral potential. So we are very focused on staying on state land and native land, which are the best lands that you can be on, and we're very excited about working in Alaska. They've been very helpful for us.
I'm not at all surprised. I know most people who are, you know, with any expertise who are working up there are very, very happy. I want to draw one thing to listeners' attention, and that is a press release that Corvus put out just a couple of days ago on February 1st. Headline is Corvus Gold intersects 6.1 meters of 11.9 grams per ton gold at the North Bullfrog Project in Nevada. That's a very big deal. 6.1 meters, that's over 18 feet. That is a very, very interesting intersection. Now, what I really want to suggest that you folks do is click on the banner for Corvus. Take a look at that press release. They also were fairly active in January. On January 18th, they announced the discoveries of some new gold targets at the Alaska project that Jeff was talking about. So this is one that I would highly recommend you take a look at. We're going to be chatting next week with Jeff and some of his colleagues about the other company, International Tower Hill Mines. Both of these are really, really interesting situations. Jeff, I appreciate your time, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Al.
Okay. Big Al is going to be back here with the next hour of the Cornell Economics Report right after the top of the hour. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cornell Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.